Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, December 16th, 2010. In different raids during Wednesday night, Israeli forces arrested 9 Palestinians from Hebron region and transported them to an unknown location. The detentions occurred in the town of Adalhariya, where troops arrested Nidal al-Kasiya 21 and Mustafa al-Kasiya 19, as well as in the northern town of Dura, arresting brothers Sams and Nur Awauda, Muhammad Amro, Shadi al-Ruyu, Amar Radi and Youssef Awauda, who according to PNN works for the Bethlehem Magistrate Court. Israeli army also stationed near the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron and detained 31-year-old Rami Abu Samira, wife of Amjad Abu Samira, who is serving a life sentence in Israeli military prison. In addition, a local shepherd from Nablus, Ibrahim Darwish, reported being attacked by Israeli settlers who also killed one of his sheep. In other news, Israeli radio reported that the Jerusalem municipality gave approval on Thursday the construction of 24 additional Jewish houses near the ultra-Orthodox center Beit Orot in the occupied East Jerusalem. The information comes after the U.S. admitted it had failed in persuading Israel to freeze its settlement activities in the occupied territories. With regard to the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak held separate talks in Cairo on Wednesday with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell to discuss the means to resolve the current deadlock in peace talks. Mitchell states that Israel and the Palestinian Authority have asked the U.S. to continue its mediation efforts. Also, Palestinian negotiators sent on Thursday a request to the Consuls General of France, Britain, Sweden and Denmark, as well as the European Union envoy, to the peace process, asking to recognize a Palestinian state along the 1967 borders. A previous appeal was sent to the European Union earlier this week. Meanwhile, the United States House of Representatives approved a resolution opposing a unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state and agreed to veto any resolution by the United Nations Security Council with regard to supporting this issue. In separate reports, Israeli sources said on Wednesday that Israeli member of Knesset and the Likud party Danny Dannon sent a sarcastic letter to Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, telling him that Israeli soldiers should have killed all the passengers of the Marmara ship that was heading to Gaza to deliver humanitarian supplies. In his letter, Dannon said that he's sorry the soldiers had lots of discipline and only killed 9 activists, who he considers to be terrorists. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Husam Kassis and Anira Farah.